Welcome to the Padres postgame show on the Padres Radio Network. Coming up, we'll deliver a full recap of the game with highlights, player interviews, and we'll take you down to the manager's office to hear from Jay Stingler. Plus, an update on the scores from around baseball, final comments from the radio booth, and of course, your phone calls. You can call us at 833-288-0973. Catch it all here on the Padres Radio Network.
Another postgame and another heartbreaking loss for the Padres. I am running out of ways to talk about this because it's just happening at a faster pace, and it's happening at a point in the season where this should not be happening. I understand why people are upset or flummoxed, as we heard on Gwynn and Chris earlier today, or disappointed, or whatever you are right now. I understand that, and it's a tough thing for Padres fans right now, and we're going to go through everything tonight, and we're going to talk about this loss because it was interesting in many different parts of the game. And Blake Snell, I would say that he did his job tonight. The offense just didn't pick him up, and so we're going to talk about that a little bit later. We'll be joined by Coach John Quintero to get his thoughts on some of the things that happened in tonight's game. We're also going to go and talk or hear from Jace Tingler as soon as we can about his thoughts on tonight's loss, because this one is a heartbreaker. I think everybody was watching this game, listening to this game, listening to Jesse and Bob, and thinking that the offense couldn't be any worse. And then you have Will Myers hitting that two-run home run to tie it up, and then you get a little bit more, you get that feeling back. Okay, this is the team that we've seen most of this year. This is the team we've seen come back against teams like the Diamondbacks. But it just didn't happen tonight. And Craig Stammen gives up that walk-off home run to Varsho. I'm sorry, I've never heard of the guy. And I don't know of every single player in Major League Baseball, but it's interesting how the Diamondbacks are able to play the Padres as hard as they do all the time. It's very interesting. I don't understand it. And I don't understand why the Padres play down to the level of their competition. So that's all that's on my mind right now. I know that people out there have stuff on their mind. So if you want to tweet me at Matt Scraby, or you can call us 833-288-0973. I am Matt Scraby, and this is the Padres postgame show on 97.3 The Fan. I was actually preparing a much different postgame show until that walk-off home run by Varsho happened, because I thought that the Padres were going to pull this one out. I really did. And especially after Will Myers hit that home run, I felt the momentum switch to the Padres. I felt you saw Will smile in the dugout, and I really did think that the Padres were going to find that mojo and get the victory over the Diamondbacks tonight. And now you're playing to split the series, but you've put yourself in a spot where you are fading fast and you are fading furiously towards the bottom of the wild card standings. And Padres still have a spot in the wild card. They do. And I see all the people out there saying that it's over. The season is over. Well, the season is not over. And I'm going to say that it might anger a few of you out there, and you might be looking, yelling at your radio, thinking, like, it is over, Scraby. Why do you keep saying it's not over? Well, because the Padres are still in a wild card spot. They're 2.5 games up on the Reds. So until they lose that wild card spot, this season is not over. So do not give up on this team. They do not need their fans to give up on them right now. And I'm sure that they are okay with how everybody's reacting right now, and because I'm pretty sure that they feel the same way in the clubhouse. So we're going to hopefully hear from Jace Tingler here very shortly. We're going to hear from Will Myers. We're going to talk to Coach John Quintero. But if you want to tweet me, you can at Matt Scraby. You can also give us a call, 833-288-0973. Here's a tweet from Dan Owen on Twitter. This team has been lost and not the same since the trade deadlines, fillers, lack of moves made, lose their motivation just like the fans. I disagree with that a little bit. I mean, they came out of the All-Star break pretty hot, and then they came out of the trade deadline pretty hot. So I don't think it's that bad, but I do think that the team has just fallen on a really, really tough time. I mean, these are really bad losses. There's no other way to put it. So we're going to go through that tonight, and we're going to talk about it together. If you, again, want to join us, 833-288-0973. But when we get back, we'll be – say it one more time, Thomas. All right, let's talk to Andy. He just gave us a call, so you can too, 833-288-0973. What's going on, Andy? What's on your mind?
Hey, just a tough loss tonight, man. Like,
yeah,
brutal.
That is brutal. That is brutal.
Love you guys' show. This is the first time I've ever called.
Well, appreciate that.
Yeah, when are they going to give us Tatis back?
As soon as he's healthy, Andy. And thank you for the phone call. I could hear it in your voice that you're upset about this loss. And they're going to give Tatis back to the fans, to the team, whenever he's healthy. And it could come as soon as tomorrow. Who knows? I don't know that. I'm not saying that that's the case. But I tweeted it earlier today. This team is in desperate need of Fernando Tatis Jr. and that spark that he gives this team. They just play different under when Fernando's on the field. Everybody can see it. We all know it. We can feel it as well. And we definitely are waiting for Fernando to come back, because I feel like that's going to give a little bit of a boost to this team, a boost to this offense, a boost to the morale of the fans, a boost to everyone. So Fernando Tatis Jr. cannot come back any sooner. All right, I know that there's people on the line, but we do have to go to break because we do have to hear from Jace Tingler at some point, and we also have to go through the highlights. So we will do that. So stay online if you can hear me. We'll get to you at some point here in the postgame show. The Padres lose on a walk-off homer, 3-2 in Arizona to the Diamondbacks. We'll do the highlights when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
This is Will Myers from the San Diego Padres. You're listening to Padres Baseball on the Padres Radio Network.
Matt Scravey back with you on the Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan. You can tweet me at Matt Scravey if you have any thoughts right now. I got a few tweets that are coming in from Alex here. Padres' mental toughness needs to be questioned. The go-for-the-throat attitude is missing. And I don't disagree with that whatsoever. I mean, but they haven't really had much of a chance to go for the throat here against the Diamondbacks these last couple days. So it's they didn't even get a chance. I really thought they were going to win this game in the 10th inning. So very, very, very strange. All right, let's get to the highlights and hear what happened tonight.
Let's listen back to the most exciting plays from today's game with our game highlights presented by Eco Water SoCal. What's in your water? Find out online at ecowatersocal.com and schedule your free water test today. That's ecowatersocal.com.
Well, we talked about it all day on the station. Blake Snell had to deliver in his start tonight. It wasn't pretty, and there were moments of serious doubt, but I would say that he got his job done. Problem was, Madison Bumgarner is ready to pick up where he left off on Sunday and did so by retiring the first three batters in only 7 pitches. Blake Snell gave up a leadoff single but then forced a double play and struck out as Drubal Cabrera en route to a no-harm-done bottom of the first inning. To the top of the second, we saw Austin Nola and Will Myers single, but the Padres couldn't do anything with it. Bottom of the second. And the second time Blake Snell allowed a leadoff single, this time Carson Kelly was the batter. Snell rebounded well with back-to-back strikeouts on Pavin Smith and Christian Walker. Problem was, Carson Kelly was able to advance to second on a wild pitch, which would later prove to be a pretty big deal. Snell then walked Rojas with 2 outs, and that would end up hurting him.
1-2 with the runners leading at first and second. He reaches for it, kind of floats it out over Cronenworth and into center field for a base hit. That'll get a run home as Carson Kelly crosses the plate. 1-0 Diamondbacks here in the second inning. Little 2-out RBI single from the 8-hitter Dalton Varsho.
You'll hear that name one more time in this post-game show. A couple more times, actually. Madison Bumgarner, he settled in and retired the side in order in the top of the third. Another interesting inning for Blake Snell in the bottom of the third. He gets the first 2 outs pretty quickly, but then he gave up a double to Cabrera, and then he walked Carson Kelly. But with runners on first and second with 2 outs, he was able to force Pavin Smith to ground out, and no runs would be scored. To the fifth with Blake Snell still on the mound, down 1-0. He forces Nick Ahmed to line out, but then Ketel Marte would have his way.
That's where he wasn't able to put guys away.
1-1, hung a curveball, hit like a missile out to left field. That one's going to go. A home run, Ketel Marte. Just his fifth of the year, and a 2-0 Diamondback lead here in the fifth.
I know at the time there was some criticism for allowing Blake Snell to bat in the fifth with Will Myers on third, but I really don't see how there is any other way with the bullpen the way it was right now. And at this point, it doesn't really matter because the Padres would end up losing this game. But Jay Singler was stuck in a rock and a hard place. And that would be it for Blake Snell after that. But when you look at his numbers tonight, it wasn't outstanding. I mean, you look at his numbers and they look pretty good. The start itself wasn't outstanding. He got through five innings and he held the bullpen. But he gave up only six hits. He walked only two, which has been a problem for him, his high walk numbers. He struck out six, but did allow two earned runs, and those two earned runs did hurt the Padres tonight. And sometimes you just don't think two earned runs are going to be a big issue for a team like the Padres in a place like Arizona. But I think he did what he was asked tonight. He just got no run support. We'll go to the next action in the seventh inning. Madison Bumgarner was dealing, but Eric Hosmer singled to start the inning, and with five career home runs off Mad Bum, Will Myers did it for the kids.
Myers waits on the first pitch, swings and hits it in the air to deep left field. Barstow's going back at the wall, looking up, gonna go! A two-run homer to tie it. Will Myers has singled and doubled and now homered. It is 2-2 here in the seventh.
Entire complexion of the game changed right there. Huge swing of the bat for Will Myers. Now, I think I'm correct in this, but with that home run, that would give Will Myers six home runs against Madison Bumgarner. If you look through Baseball Reference, I don't see any batters in Madison Bumgarner's ledger that have more home runs than Will Myers. It looks like Will Myers will take he'll be the most successful home run hitter in against Madison Bumgarner. So that is a good little notch on his belt, but I would for sure think that he would turn it in for a win tonight. Madison Bumgarner, he came back with two straight Ks, but he was out of gas and he would not finish the inning. Game was tied. Daniel Hudson would come out for the seventh inning and show why A.J. Preller traded for him. He sat down three straight batters while striking out two of them. And then Emilio Pagan also looked good in his eighth inning, but we go to the bottom of the ninth, and we all know what happened.
Three balls and two strikes to Dalton Barshow leading off in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch, and that's it in the air out to deep right field. Myers going back. He is looking up. This one's going to go. Walk-off home run, Dalton Barshow. And the Diamondbacks win it 3-2 as he leads off the bottom of the ninth inning with his sixth home run of the season. Arizona has taken each of the first two games of this four-game series. They had lost four straight.
Yeah, that was not a good way. I did not feel like Dalton Barshow was going to walk it off for the Diamondbacks, a season 210 hitter. That was hard to take. That was definitely hard to take for the Padres and Padres fans. The Diamondbacks beat the Padres tonight 3-2. Diamondbacks scored three runs on eight hits. They did not have an error. The Padres scored two runs on 10 hits, and they did not have an error, which extends their streak. The loss goes to Craig Stammen, 5-3 on the year. Tyler Clippard is now 1-0 on his season after getting the win right there. And this one hurts everybody. The Padres also were 0-6 with runners in scoring position. They left 8 on base. So it was not a good night for the offense. Once again, I don't know what's going on with the offense, but it was not a good night. Okay, so here we are on the Padres postgame show after a Diamondbacks loss. Matt Scraby with you. If you are on the phones, stay right there. We're going to get to you in a little bit. But right now, we're going to go to hear what Jace Tingler had to say about the loss when he met with the media after the game.
Let's take a trip down to the Padres clubhouse and hear from the manager, Jace Tingler. Presented by Sin Lee Food. Find your next cooking adventure at Sin Lee Food. 4665 El Cajon Boulevard, the Cook's Asian Resource.
Jace, how tough is this one just in terms of being in it the whole time and having some good pitching performances and plays from guys?
Yeah, we felt like we were going to be able to score some more runs, and obviously Will with a good night and got us on the board with two, but had some traffic. We just couldn't get the big hit. You know, we couldn't get the hit with runners in scoring position to be able to add on and come back to bite us.
Is there anything you're seeing there as far as not being able to get the hit? Was that just a case of Mad Bum tonight or anything else you're seeing? Or
Yeah, I mean, he's been good. He's made an adjustment. He's moved on the first base side of the mound. And I thought, you know, last time we faced him, I thought our lefties had better at bats than the righties. And I thought it kind of flipped tonight for whatever reason, the righties, whether, you know, it was obviously Will with the good night, Nola, the righties had better looks. So, if it's a product, you know, the guys are definitely, pressing, maybe trying to do a little bit too much, especially with runners in scoring position. And, you know, the runs have been really tough to come by. It's like we've got to find a way to not do too much there, just stay small and use the big part of the field.
What was behind using Stammen just in terms of how much he's been used? And will he still start for you on Sunday?
Yeah, he'll probably start. Basically we were down to Melanson, but we were going to wait until a save opportunity on the road. So obviously we went through Pierce, Hudson and Pagan there. So Strom and a couple of the other guys had thrown some pitches and thought Craig was going to give us the best chance to be able to get to the 10th. And obviously Varsho put a good swing on a 3-2 pitch.
Jace, what did you think of Blake Snell and what was behind the decision to have him hit in the fifth?
Yeah, stay in? A little bit of we need the innings. I valued the extra inning. I think he went out there. I don't know. He was around 86 pitches. I valued the inning over the at bat there, whether that was right or wrong. The guys down in the bullpen, like I said, the three guys that were the four being the most fresh, Melanson, trying to get through, that fifth and be able to go to Pierce, to Hudson, to Pagan, and hopefully if we could, get another run. The idea was try to get to Melanson, never got the other run. That's where we were. So I think it was just, trying to value the extra inning over that at bat there. And so, yeah.
Hey, Pierce Johnson getting out of that bases loaded jam and then the bullpen really being excellent again for the most part. I mean, what do you make of just what they've been able to do considering how much they've been called on at this point?
Yeah, they've been consistently great, all throughout the year. And they pitched some clean innings. They've been able to pitch out of traffic, out of some jams. And I thought it was big what Pierce did in the sixth inning there. We have second and third and, one out. And then obviously he was able to get the intentional walk, but then got the punch out and the fly ball to get out of it, which was huge. Really nice to see Hudson kind of settle in and he looked pretty dominant. Ball was coming out of Pagan's hand as well. And, as far as Blake, I thought he was good. I just thought deep in counts, if anything. I thought, the difference the time before the stuff was really good, but they were able to see more pitches. They were able to go deeper into counts, 5, 6, 7 pitch at bats. And ultimately, that was probably the difference, being able to go a little bit longer.
Thanks, Chase.
Kevin Acey.
Jeez, I'm sorry I missed it. Do you say that Stammen will start on Sunday?
Yeah, right now that's the plan. Yeah.
The situation you found yourself in with where you were down to basically he and Melanson, is that about as illustrative of the situation that you're in right now? I mean, you just don't have any margin for error. You need some runs, to be able to give your pitchers a break.
Of course, like we need runs, we need good pitching, we need good defense. We're going to find ourselves in tight games, we've just got to execute a little bit better. So the guys know the situation and are ready. We just we got to play better, just overall baseball. And like I said, I think we're we definitely feel it. I think just trying to do, too much. I think individually, the guys feeling it and a couple of guys just trying to do more than they need to, when in reality, we're just going to do our jobs. And then collectively it comes together. So instead of pressing, trying to do too much, it's, sometimes you got to back off.
Matt Scraby back with you here, Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan, after the Padres lose to the Diamondbacks tonight, 3-2. Jace Tingler sounds like a manager who would have lost two games in a row to a bad team on the road while they were tied in the bottom of the ninth inning. He definitely sounds like that. I'm going to ask Coach here in just a second what it means to be pressing too much. I don't necessarily buy that, but I heard that multiple times in this post-game presser with Jace Tingler. And again, I'm not a Major League Baseball manager by any means, so there may be something to it that I'm just not seeing. So we are going to go talk to Coach John Cotter here in just a second. I know that Sean and Joseph are still on the phone, so stay right there. We're going to get to you, I promise. And if you want to join us, 833-288-0973, or you can tweet me at Matt Scraby. All right, Coach, this one was a rough one. This one hurt a lot, and you just heard Jace Tingler there talking to the media after the game, and I just don't like to hear personally that the guys are trying too hard, you know, at the plate right now. And maybe you can explain that to me, what he's talking about.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what he's talking about tonight. They out-hit the Diamondbacks 10-8. Will Myers, of course, had a big ball game. Austin Nola swung the bat exceptionally well. And, you know, maybe guys are trying to lift the ball a little bit too much, trying to, you know, hit that home run. I mean, the thing I saw tonight out of the Padres, what I've seen much of the year, unless they hit a homer, they have a hard time scoring runs. I don't see them being real aggressive on the base paths any longer. They're not stealing bases. They're not doing some of the things they've done in the past. Now, granted, Tatis is out, and we know how he can steal bases. But, you know, I said when he went out, this ball club's good enough to win ball games. I mean, if we're that paper thin with everyday players, you take out arguably one of the best players in baseball, it's going to hurt. But there's a lot enough of talent on this team to overcome that. I mean, you got three guys in the infield starting to play in the All-Star game this year. You got a guy at first base who was an MVP in an All-Star game. You got a center fielder who's won a Gold Glove. And you got two guys in the corner that have been pretty solid major league players, and your catcher's doing a great job. You know, I mean, this team just has to play better, and they got to be more consistent. And, you know, every night I'm listening to Jace Tingler, and it sounds like a broken record. I feel bad for him because his ball club right now is not performing the way they should be performing.
Absolutely, and I'm seeing a lot on Twitter. I've been asking for people to give me their opinions, and they're saying that a couple of the samples out there is that they don't think that this team is focused as much as they should be, and that this is on Jace Tingler. They think that this they should put the swag chain away, but we've already talked about that multiple times this season. I don't think they're playing bad because they're wearing the swag chain. It's just like on Gwynn and Chris today, Tony was asking people for one word that described their feeling about the Padres. And one of the words that stuck out to me was flummoxed. And after tonight, I think that's a very strong word to describe things.
I think that's probably fair at this point. You know, one of the things I wanted to bring up, and Annie Heilbrun, you know, asked a really good question that it's amazing to me that you even have to ask this question, but I thought Annie did a great job asking the question in the postgame. Why didn't Jace pinch hit for Blake Snell in the top half of the fifth inning with a runner on third base and one out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's sad, because in the old days, and if you had a good pitcher on the mound, you wouldn't even think about even remotely taking out a guy that's won a Cy Young when he's down 1-0 in the fifth inning, okay? And but that's a great question. The way the game goes now and the way Jace has managed this team, they've hooked guys in the fourth and fifth inning routinely, especially early in the year. I think he made the right decision by leaving Snell in, even though at that point in time he had 84 pitches. It was 1-0. He ended up giving up that home run in the bottom of the fifth inning. But, you know, Snell, he wasn't great tonight, but he wasn't bad. He did a good job. I mean, he gave up 6 hits. I think the biggest thing with him, I think he ended up mad, if I'm not mistaken. I don't have it in front of me. I think he threw 101 pitches, okay?
He did, yeah.
The thing with that, tonight – he wasn't able to put the batters away when he got two strikes. He ran a lot of three and two counts, a lot of three ball counts tonight. And those hitters did a good job of fouling balls off. But, you know, at the end of the night, his numbers were fine. He gave up 2 runs in 5 innings in this day in baseball. That's not too bad. And, you know, he probably deserved a little bit better fate. Bumgarner, give him credit. He threw very, very well. And Will got him. Mm-hmm. And Will owned him tonight. Bumgarner threw a heck of a ball game. I just thought, you know, really each of the last two nights, Padre hitters just not getting it done. I mean, you're going against arguably the worst bullpen of any team in Major League Baseball, and the Padres, they haven't swung the bat very well at all.
Yeah, and even when they do get guys on base, they just can't move them over. They can't drive them in. And, you know, you got some bright spots in the lineup tonight. Austin Nola collects another two hits. He's up over 300 for the year right now. Mm-hmm. You know, Manny Machado's 1-for-4 tonight. Everybody hit tonight. Eric Hosmer had two hits, but it just no one hit when guys were on base or when guys were in scoring position. And that just seems like this has been the theme all season long.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, the bullpen, you know, we had Craig Stammen on today. I felt bad for him giving up that home run tonight. But, you know, he's had a really, really good year. That bullpen, they're doing a great job. They've gone above and beyond. And, you know, I don't know how much more really you can ask of this bullpen. I mean, you watch the different guys on certain nights. You can tell there's some nights these guys are a little bit tired. They don't have the stuff they had maybe early in the year. As much rest as you can get them, you want to get them right now. Man, it's still a long ways to go. And got to, you know, I think winning the division, that's a pipe dream now. I think maybe even catching the Dodgers after tonight could be a pipe dream. But what isn't a pipe dream is the Padres still have a great opportunity to be that second wild card if they can hold off the Cincinnati Reds. And you get into a one-game playoff, Matt, you never know what can happen. But Padres mm-hmm. have to play better baseball on a nightly basis. I've been saying this for weeks. I've not been happy with the way this team has played all year, to be honest with you. I know they've won some exciting games. But, you know, I look at the big picture, and I look in it day in and day out. If I was managing this ball club, I got to believe the manager's very frustrated. I know people will point fingers at the manager, but this team, the thing that you know what I would say my word would be is underperformed. This team has not lived up to what we thought they were going to be before they showed up in Peoria, Arizona.
Yeah, my word was concerned, and that was before this game, and I'm definitely concerned now. But I said the same thing you did in the beginning of the post-game show, that this team, people are giving up on the team, and I understand that's just a reaction to a bad loss and to a hard loss.
No reason to give up on them. There's still an opportunity to be in a wild card and a one-game playoff. You never know what can happen. The big thing, they got to get some guys healthy. They got to get Darvish healthy. They got to get Paddock healthy. They got to get Tatis back on the field, and hopefully get Pomerantz back at some point in time. I mean, if they get everybody healthy, I mean, they're going to – and we know how well they play against good teams. I mean, going today – and we were looking at some things. Going in today, the Padres are 10 games over 500 of teams that have a 500 or a better record. They're under 500 against teams with a 500 or poorer record. So, I mean, mm-hmm. this team definitely could rise to the occasion. You know, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, you know, I know they're going to Colorado after this. They're 8-8 against Colorado. After loss tonight, they're 6-8. They're 8-6 right now? They're 8-6 against the Arizona Diamondbacks this year. But, you know, everybody, and I remember the big article in the paper when they went out on this, oh, man, the Padres, their next 13 games, when the last homestand hit, next 13 games against teams under 500. Well, you know what? So far, they've played 8 games, and they're 4-4 against those teams that are under 500. So they got to pick up the pace. They need to get the next two ball games, and they need to go in and get at least 2 out of 3 from Buddy and the Rockies.
Yes, they do. The Giants win again, so now they're sitting 9.5 back, and as you said, the division's pretty much out of reach at this point. But what do you think about tomorrow? What would be your advice to the team?
Well, let's show up and get ready to play a baseball game tomorrow night. I mean, you know, it's not like the Diamondbacks are throwing Hall of Famers. Now, the guy tonight someday may have an opportunity to get in the Hall of Fame. I mean, he's got some work to do, but he's got a pretty good resume. But, you know, they're not going to run anybody out there you haven't seen before or a guy you can't hit. And once again, you got an opportunity to get into their bullpen. I mean, you look at their bullpen, Matt. I mean, it's kind of comical. They're like 29th. In a variety of different categories, and last in a lot of categories. Yet the last two nights, you thought they had one of the best bullpens in baseball. Padre hitters making those Diamondback relievers look pretty good.
Yeah, it's definitely frustrating. But thank you, Coach, for joining us on the postgame show. Any parting words before we let you go for the night?
No, I would just tell the fan, there's no reason to give up on this team. I mean, I'm ticked off. I'm mad. Mm-hmm, and if you're a fan and you're not a little angry and have a little bitter taste in your mouth tonight, you know, you might want to take a walk around the block, making sure you got the Odyssey app so you can hear the rest of the post-game show. But I'm irritated tonight. This is something that shouldn't be happening with this ball. This ball club's too good to lose the way they've been losing.
You are right, Mr. Coach John Katera. We will talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be Chris Ello on the postgame show, but I will be talking to you down the line.
I will be properly prepared.
All right. Thanks, Coach, for joining us here.
All right, man. You have a great night. Thanks.
You too. That was Coach John Katera. You can hear him on the station weekdays from noon to 3, 97.3 The Fan. He and Braden Soprano break down all the Padres, have guests like Craig Stammen on, talk about football, all that good stuff. So make sure you check out Coach and Braden from noon to 3 on 97.3 The Fan. All right. Scraby here with you on the Padres postgame show after a 3-2 loss to the Diamondbacks. We are going to get to you, Sean and Joseph, but we're going to have to get to a break because we are very, very late. So hang on with us. We'll get to you right when we come back, and we'll do that in about 3 minutes here on 97.3 The Fan.
Which player had the biggest impact on today's game? Let's take a look at the player of the game. Presented by Valley View Casino and Hotel, San Diego's favorite casino and dining.
Myers waits on the first pitch, swings and hits it in the air to deep left field. Barstow's going back at the wall, looking up, gonna go! A two-run homer to tie it. Will Myers has singled and doubled and now homered. It is 2-2 here in the seventh.
Big home run for Will Myers, big home run for the Padres that tied it up, and he will be our player of the game. Matt Scraby back with you on the Padres postgame show. 97.3 The Fan after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks, their second straight loss, their third loss in a row, second straight loss to the Diamondbacks, that Diamond Box. There it is again. I said it again. The Diamond Box. Ugh, the Diamondbacks. They lost to them two times in a row. But the Will Myers, he went 3-for-4 tonight. He was just a triple away from the cycle. He hit that big-time home run, his sixth off of Madison Bumgarner. And things were looking good for the Padres at that moment. Will Myers also drove in two RBIs tonight, so he has 49 on the season. But it's been a while since Will Myers has been my player of the game. So well-deserved, Will. Well deserved. All right. I told you we're going to get out to the phone, so we will. 833-288-0973. And let's go to Sean. What's going on, Sean?
Nothing much. What's going on with you guys? It's Positive Sean here.
Positive Sean, what's up?
I think today, well, number one, I think today's game was a little bit better than last night's game, to be honest. So, because we,
how was
it
that?
Wasn't a big, bad game. It wasn't a bad game, so we played pretty good.
Okay.
So I think it was okay. But I think, what?
Go ahead.
I think we should win tomorrow. And I think we're going to win. And I'm not giving up, like you said earlier today. I'm not giving up on the Padres. Not throwing the towel in at all.
All right. I like to hear that. That is exactly what we need to do. Thank you for the phone call, Sean. Like you heard Coach say, and I said a little bit earlier, Padres still have a playoff spot. And they still are up on the Reds 2.5 games. So the season is not over by any stretch of the imagination. There's still a lot of baseball to be played. And all you're trying to do right now is get into the playoffs. That's it. That's all your goal is at the moment. So thank you for the phone call, Positive Sean. Glad to hear from you. Now let's go to Joseph. Joseph, how are you feeling tonight? I'm thinking I know the answer, but I'm going to ask the question anyway.
I don't know what I'm feeling, Scraby. I honestly don't know at this point. I have felt every type of emotion these past few days with the Padres. My heart's breaking. It's hot. It's not supposed to be this hot in San Diego at nighttime. I'm frustrated. I feel like, I don't know if you listened to Ben and Woods in the morning today. I feel just like Woods felt this morning.
Yeah,
I don't know why Craig Stammen was in the ninth inning. I'm sorry, especially if we still plan on using him as a starter two games from now. I don't know anymore, Scraby. I'm not giving up on the Padres. I'm not, but I'm usually very positive, like the last caller, but it's getting to me. I'll be honest, it's getting to me. Losing against these teams that we should be beating, it's just not helping my case. And I know we keep bringing up, oh, we're good against teams that are above 500. It's been a long time since we played those kinds of teams, and those teams have gotten better. And we've just been hurt. We've been getting hurt. We're not playing good. And honestly, I don't see us living up to what that record says at this point.
You know what, Joseph? I agree with you 100%. And I did hear a little bit of Bennett Woods this morning, and I did hear Woods and how he was reacting to last night's loss. And I'm not going to lie, I felt a little bit of the same as well. And right when that home run was hit by Dalton Varsho, I mean, not to disparage Dalton Varsho, but still, I mean, it was the walk-off home run was hit by him. And when it was hit, I was like, really? Like, really? It kind of frustrated me as well. It kind of got my blood boiling a little bit, thinking like, I was thinking this game was going to get wrapped up with a win for the Padres, but I agree with you, Joseph, and I don't think there's anything wrong with you feeling frustrated like you are, and definitely don't think there's anything wrong with you feeling frustrated in the heat.
Yes, but honestly, would it really be a San Diego sports team if this wasn't happening? I mean, it's just the San Diego curse, right?
San Diego sports teams, they definitely make it tough on their fans. I'm not gonna, we all know that. We all can't lie about that. They make it tough on their fans. But when they do break through, if we're going to be positive for 1 second, when they do break through, it just feels that much better.
It does. And I'll still be there cheering on, watching every game. I still have faith that we'll make playoffs no matter how bleak it looks. I was just hoping that we would have that home wild card game so I would go, because I'm not going to Dodger Stadium trying to watch Dodger fans fight other Dodger fans hiding in a corner so they don't see me in a Padres uniform.
Well, yes, please take care of yourself, Joseph. Make sure you at least have some bodyguards when you go up to Dodger Stadium. But I agree with you. It would be nice to have a wild card here. So thanks for the phone call, Joseph. And I like your mindset there. Keeping it positive with the Padres, but being frustrated. Nothing wrong with that. Thank you for calling.
Of course. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Thank you again, Joseph. So if you want to join us, 833-288-0973. I like that call by Joseph. That is my mindset in a nutshell right now, where I am not super angry or frustrated yet, but I am getting there. I'm getting to that point where it's one of those, like, I got to throw a piece of paper or something around the room. I got to do something to get this energy out, this bad juju out. So thank you for the phone call, Joseph. All right, let's go. And Will Myers did speak with the media earlier today, and he was our player of the game, so let's hear what he had to say.
Let's take you inside the clubhouse and find out what the Padres have to say after today's game on the Padres Radio Network.
Good. You know, I've been really working on some stuff in the cage and in batting practice, you know, to really try to get, hitting the ball out front a little better. And I think tonight I was able to see some results. The last couple of games have been good without some results. So tonight it was nice to see some results to go along with some good swings.
Can you share anything you've been working on?
Really just trying to hit the ball out front. I think for me, I've the ball's backed up on me a little bit. And I think, you know, at this level, you got to really be able to hit the ball out front, while still hitting the ball the other way. So I think for me, it was just really kind of getting my contact point more out front and going from there.
Hey, you were a triple shy of the cycle. Did you think about it at all, getting your second one?
No, I didn't think about it all right there in that inning. I was definitely just trying to get that base hit to score that run. Unfortunately, it didn't happen, but I was just trying to have a good at bat there.
You've got you faced Madison Bumgarner, I believe, more than any other pitcher in your career. And in the last few years, since 2020, you're 5-for-9 with 3 home runs. What's it like facing him, and have you been able to get to him of late?
I think, it's weird. Throughout your career, you can kind of go up and down with certain pitchers depending on how you face them. I think sometimes the more you face a pitcher, you can kind of see him better. I think tonight I was just got a good pitch early in the count and was able to put a good swing on it. Obviously he's a great pitcher. He's been doing it for a long time. I think, I've gotten some good pitches and just hadn't missed them, like I did early.
Okay, well, how tough is this one, just in context of the last few games and just what you guys are trying to do right now?
Yeah, these any loss is tough, especially any type of walk-off tough. But, we're in that time of the year where it gets tough. These are the grinding days, but this is why you play. You definitely are going to go through some ups and downs. This isn't the first one we went through this year. We can definitely, go back and figure out what we did earlier in the year to get out of it. It's definitely no panic. We like where we're at. Obviously, we're not firing on all cylinders right now, but I feel that's coming very soon.
Thanks, Will.
Kevin Acey.
Well, you just addressed it to some extent, but the state of the starting pitching, the fact that you guys aren't scoring a whole lot right now. I mean, how do you get out of this and how do you keep the faith?
Yeah, no, you come back the next day and, you know, that's all you can do. I think that there's definitely not a lack of effort. It's definitely not a lack of try. You know, we're definitely in there grinding. It's the way it goes through 162. You know, you go through some times where, you know, it's tough to win, but then you go through times where you can't lose. And, you know, I think right now it's just one of those times where, you know, you go through it and, you know, when, you know, both sides of the ball aren't doing it that well. And, you know, those things happen at times, but I think the end's very close and we'll get going again.
You guys have, relative to what other teams are doing, not done so well against teams with bad records. What's the story there in your opinion?
Honestly, I think that's really more coincidence than anything. I don't think there's anything to really look into that. Honestly, from my personal opinion, I think throughout the season, a team can have some very coincidental things happen. I think that just is one of ours this year.
That was our player of the game, Will Myers, on the post-game show. He visited with the media after the game, and you heard him right there talk about how he doesn't think there's any correlation between the numbers and losing to bad teams, but there's something there. I don't know what it is, but there is something there. Matt Scraby with you on the post-game show. The Padres lose to the Diamondbacks 3-2 tonight. Not good. They lost in a walk-off battle. Dalton Varsho hit a home run in the bottom of the ninth inning off of Craig Stammen to take the win. So that is that. Frustration City. We are going to head to break. When we get back, we're going to go through some of the other scores around baseball, and we're also going to update you on the home run tally because we did have a home run hit tonight. So let's do that when we get back here on 97.3 The Fan.
Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres' home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
Myers waits on the first pitch, swings and hits it in the air to deep left field. Varsho's going back at the wall, looking up, gonna go! A two-run homer to tie it. Will Myers has singled and doubled and now homered. It is 2-2 here in the seventh.
And our home run tally was they added one to the home run tally tonight with that Will Myers home run. The Padres are now 17th in Major League Baseball with 138 home runs hit on the season. The San Francisco Giants are the number one team in baseball with 176 home runs. So again, the Padres, they come in at 17th with 138 home runs. Matt Scraby back with you. Padres postgame show 97.3 The Fan after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks. Things did not go the right way tonight for the Padres. Dalton Varsho hits a walk-off home run. There was some pretty close games out there in baseball, so especially the one between the Rockies and the Giants. Let's get you updated on what happened.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with 7 convenient locations in San Diego.
Well, we're going to start in Philadelphia with the Reds and the Phillies, and the Reds are that other team that the Padres are trying to stave off for a wild card spot, and the Reds win 6-1. They now have 63 wins on the season. Joey Votto hit a big-time home run in that game. The Braves and the Nationals were delayed earlier today, but the Braves ended up winning that game 4-2. Red Sox crushed the Orioles 8-1 in Boston. The Indians beat the Tigers 7-4. Miguel Cabrera is on 500 homer watch. He is still sitting on 499, so we'll keep an eye on that. In 10 innings in New York, the Dodgers actually ended up eking out the Mets 6-5 in that 10 innings. Kenley Jansen with the win for the Dodgers. Unfortunate, there was a laser pointer issue as well in this game. Max Muncy had to stop the game after someone was shining a green laser pen in his eyes. If you want to see the photo, you can go to @MattScraby on Twitter. I got it right there. The Marlins are rolling right now. They beat the Cubs at home 14-10. 14-10, and they had an 11-run second inning. 11-run bottom of the second. That is incredible. So Marlins just aren't scoring runs on the Padres. They're scoring runs on everyone. The Rangers beat the A's 8-6 in Texas. Cardinals shut out the Royals 6-0 in Kansas City. The Rays beat the Twins in Minnesota 10-4. The Astros took down the Angels in Anaheim 4-1. And the Rockies and Giants, they went into it till the end. Connor Joe hits a home run in the top of the ninth inning, a two-run homer to put the Rockies down by one, but the Giants ended up getting away with the win. They won 5-4 over the Rockies. They have won 75 games on the season and lead baseball. Blue Jays and Mariners, they were playing up in Seattle today, and the Mariners beat the Blue Jays 3-2. And there was a postponed game today. The Brewers were in Pittsburgh to originally take on the Pirates, but the rain postponed it, and they are going to play it tomorrow, and I'm assuming in a day or a doubleheader. So that is what happened around baseball tonight. The Giants continue with their horseshoe in their back pocket, as we all say. Matt Scraby with you. Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan, after a loss to the Diamondbacks 3-2. Padres 66-52 on the year. Diamondbacks 37-80 on the air. Not a good team. Not a good game for the Padres tonight. But again, there is another game tomorrow. They have the wild card spot. So we're going to head to break, take our final timeout of the night. When we get back, we are going to find out who is the relief pitcher of the game. We are also going to tell you who is on the mound for the Padres tomorrow night. So we'll do that when we get back. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks 3-2 on 97.3 The Fan.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Matt Scraby with you, Padres postgame show after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks 3-2. And we're going to give a co-relief pitcher of the game award to Daniel Hudson and Emilio Pagan. Daniel Hudson made his first really good appearance for the Padres. He made only two. He was a little bit rusty in his first one, but he was able to sit down the Diamondbacks 1-2-3, pitch an inning, and he got two strikeouts. Emilio Pagan did the same, looking very strong tonight. He pitched an inning as well and struck out one batter. So those two guys are going to split the co-relief pitcher of the night award. Let's preview tomorrow and see what's going to happen for the Padres. They are taking on the Diamondbacks. Joe Musgrove is going to be on the hill for the Padres. He is looking to get the team back on track. He's 8-7 with a 2.81 ERA, 147 strikeouts. And Tyler Gilbert on the other side, he is 0-1. He has a 0 ERA, but he has not pitched very much this year at all. He has 5 strikeouts on the year. So another pressure-packed start for a Padres starter, and it's going to happen with Joe Musgrove on the hill tomorrow for the Padres. Big one tomorrow. And Chris Ello is going to have your pregame tomorrow at 4:10 p.m. First pitch for this game is at 5:10 p.m. from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. All right. I know this one has been a rough one for everyone, and I know that everyone is a little disappointed, but I appreciate you joining me here on the postgame show, and I appreciate all of you contributing to the postgame show with your tweets, with your calls, and all that good stuff. The Padres are still in it, everyone, so don't give up just yet. Do not give up just yet. I want to thank Thomas Andrews back on the board. He is doing great things back there, so thank you very much to my guy, Thomas Andrews. I want to thank Adam Klug, Kara Cerulli, Kevin Callahan. I also want to thank Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon for calling the game, and of course, the great Dave Marcus, who keeps everything on the air from the stadium. So I want to thank everyone there. And again, I'm thanking all of you for being with me here tonight on 97.3 The Fan and contributing to the show. We're all frustrated together, but Padres can turn it around. All right. When we get, that's it. Actually, I was going to say when we get back, but no, that's it. That's it for the postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. The Padres lose to the Diamondbacks 3-2. They look to get back on track tomorrow night. First pitch 5:10 and pregame show 4:10 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network. Which Padre went deep tonight? Let's take a look at the Padres home run tally. Brought to you by the Gomez Firm on the Padres Radio Network.
Myers waits on the first pitch, swings and hits it in the air to deep left field. Barcio's going back at the wall, looking up, gonna go! A two-run homer to tie it. Will Myers has singled and doubled and now homered. It is 2-2 here in the seventh.
And our home run tally was at, they added one to the home run tally tonight with that Will Myers home run. The Padres are now 17th in Major League Baseball with 138 home runs hit on the season. The San Francisco Giants are the number one team in baseball with 176 home runs. So again, the Padres, they come in at 17th with 138 home runs. Matt Scraby back with you. Padres postgame show 97.3 The Fan after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks. Things did not go the right way tonight for the Padres. Dalton Varsho hits a walk-off home run. There was some pretty close games out there in baseball, so especially the one between the Rockies and the Giants. Let's get you updated on what happened.
It's time to check the scores around the big leagues with the Out of Town Scoreboard. Brought to you by OG's, your headquarters for all games, with seven convenient locations in San Diego.
Well, we're going to start in Philadelphia with the Reds and the Phillies, and the Reds are that other team that the Padres are trying to stave off for a wild card spot, and the Reds win 6-1. They now have 63 wins on the season. Joey Votto hit a big-time home run in that game. The Braves and the Nationals were delayed earlier today, but the Braves ended up winning that game 4-2. Red Sox crushed the Orioles 8-1 in Boston. The Indians beat the Tigers 7-4. Miguel Cabrera is on 500 homer watch. He is still sitting on 499, so we'll keep an eye on that. In 10 innings in New York, the Dodgers actually ended up eking out the Mets 6-5 in that 10 innings. Kenley Jansen with the win for the Dodgers. Unfortunate, there was a laser pointer issue as well in this game. Max Muncy had to stop the game after someone was shining a green laser pen in his eyes. If you want to see the photo, you can go to @MattScraby on Twitter. I got it right there. The Marlins are rolling right now. They beat the Cubs at home 14-10. 14-10, and they had an 11-run second inning. 11-run bottom of the second. That is incredible. So Marlins just aren't scoring runs on the Padres. They're scoring runs on everyone. The Rangers beat the A's 8-6 in Texas. Cardinals shut out the Royals 6-0 in Kansas City. The Rays beat the Twins in Minnesota 10-4. The Astros took down the Angels in Anaheim 4-1. And the Rockies and Giants, they went into it till the end. Connor Joe hits a home run in the top of the ninth inning, a two-run homer, to put the Rockies down by one. But the Giants ended up getting away with the win. They won 5-4 over the Rockies. They have won 75 games on the season in lead baseball. Blue Jays and Mariners, they were playing up in Seattle today, and the Mariners beat the Blue Jays 3-2. And there was a postponed game today. The Brewers were in Pittsburgh to originally take on the Pirates, but the rain postponed it, and they are going to play it tomorrow, and I'm assuming in a day or a doubleheader. So that is what happened around baseball tonight. The Giants continue with their horseshoe in their back pocket, as we all say. Matt Scraby with you. Padres postgame show, 97.3 The Fan, after a loss to the Diamondbacks 3-2. Padres 66-52 on the year. Diamondbacks 37-80 on the air. Not a good team. Not a good game for the Padres tonight. But again, there is another game tomorrow. They have the wild card spot. So we're going to head to break, take our final timeout of the night. When we get back, we are going to find out who is the relief pitcher of the game. We are also going to tell you who is on the mound for the Padres tomorrow night. So we'll do that when we get back. I'm Matt Scraby. This is the Padres postgame show after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks 3-2 on 97.3 The Fan.
Which pitcher came in and slammed the door shut? Let's find out who's the relief pitcher of the game in partnership with the San Diego Food Bank, providing relief for tens of thousands of families affected by COVID-19. Become a donor or volunteer today at sandiegofoodbank.org.
Matt Scraby with you. Padres postgame show after a Padres loss to the Diamondbacks 3-2. And we're going to give a co-relief pitcher of the game award to Daniel Hudson and Emilio Pagan. Daniel Hudson made his first really good appearance for the Padres. He's made only two. He was a little bit rusty in his first one, but he was able to sit down the Diamondbacks 1-2-3, pitch an inning, and he got two strikeouts. Emilio Pagan did the same, looking very strong tonight. He pitched an inning as well and struck out one batter. So those two guys are going to split the co-relief pitcher of the night award. Let's preview tomorrow and see what's going to happen for the Padres. They are taking on the Diamondbacks. Joe Musgrove is going to be on the hill for the Padres. He is looking to get the team back on track. He's 8-7 with a 2.81 ERA, 147 strikeouts. And Tyler Gilbert on the other side, he is 0-1. He has a 0 ERA, but he has not pitched very much this year at all. He has 5 strikeouts on the year. So another pressure-packed start for a Padres starter, and it's going to happen with Joe Musgrove on the hill tomorrow for the Padres. Big one tomorrow. And Chris Ello is going to have your pregame tomorrow at 4:10 p.m. First pitch for this game is at 5:10 p.m. from Chase Field in Phoenix, Arizona. All right. I know this one has been a rough one for everyone, and I know that everyone is a little disappointed, but I appreciate you joining me here on the postgame show, and I appreciate all of you contributing to the postgame show with your tweets, with your calls, and all that good stuff. The Padres are still in it, everyone, so don't give up just yet. Do not give up just yet. I want to thank Thomas Andrews back on the board. He is doing great things back there, so thank you very much to my guy, Thomas Andrews. I want to thank Adam Klug, Kara Cerulli, Kevin Callahan. I also want to thank Jesse Agler and Bob Scanlon for calling the game, and of course, the great Dave Marcus, who keeps everything on the air from the stadium. So I want to thank everyone there. And again, I'm thanking all of you for being with me here tonight on 97.3 The Fan and contributing to the show. We're all frustrated together, but Padres can turn it around. All right. When we get, that's it. Actually, I was going to say when we get back, but no, that's it. That's it for the postgame show. I'm Matt Scraby. The Padres lose to the Diamondbacks 3-2. They look to get back on track tomorrow night. First pitch 5:10 and pregame show 4:10 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan.
Thanks for joining us for today's game. For all the latest news on the Friars, stay tuned to your home of the San Diego Padres, 97.3 The Fan, and the Padres Radio Network.